So the next group we're joining today is Health Watch, here for Health Watch Surrey. And your name?
I'm Vicky. I'm the communications lead at Health Watch.
So with Health Watch, what's that all about?
So Health Watch Surrey listen to the views of local people about health and social care, and we take those views, we listen to their experiences, so that might be going to the GP, it might be visiting the hospital, and we look for current themes that we hear about, and then we feed those back to service providers and decision makers like commissioners to let them know how people experience their services and to inform them and hopefully influence either their current service provision or their future planning. So to ensure that people are at the heart of those decisions.
So at the moment, what would you say are the biggest pressures that are you're facing or people are saying to you?
So we hear, it's a difficult one to answer. We hear a lot about access to getting a GP appointment, but obviously that's, you know, the majority of people of Surrey, that's one of the ways they would access the NHS is through that, but that is one of our sort of priority areas, is about access to primary care. So that might be getting a GP appointment, it might be local pharmacies. We're hearing a bit about shortages of medication for ADHD, which is causing some concerns, closures of local pharmacies, and for us it's about how are those things communicated out to patients and people. What do they know? How do they get the messages and get the right information? One of the other things we're looking at the moment is what happens to people who decide to self-fund for residential care. So we're doing a project with Surrey County Council about getting the right information to people so that they can make informed decisions about their future.
And as you say, communication's the key thing. So how do you get your communication out to the public?
Us as Health Watch, so we come to days like today to meet people and spread the word about what we do. We also work with other voluntary and community groups, and we work with the local hospitals, their comms teams, and anyway we can, really.
So that's great. Okay, so thanks for joining us, Vicky.
Thank you very much, Andy.